If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Oh, man, I forgot to tweet this out. I'm a total knucklehead for this. I was, like, running around doing a million things. So you're just going to have to listen. Maybe he'll tweet it out as we're talking. We go out to the Post-Gazette's Noah Hiles, who's on the other coast right now following the Pirates. They play tonight. They play tomorrow. Then they continue the road trip. But more so, it's about to be the trade deadline, Thursday at 6 p.m. our time. Hi, Noah. How are you?
I'm well, Colin. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great. What did you do with your day, by the way? Did you go, like, to Alcatraz or something?
No, I really try to make the most of the opportunities that I get from travel, but the series before the trade deadline, that's one where you kind of need to be by your laptop. So I did go out, got some good lunch just now, but I'm back sitting by the laptop, texting sources, trying to figure out everything that's going on.
Nice. San Francisco, the home of the $38 deli sandwich show. Good job by you.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So what is going on right now? I'll fire some names at you to start. Mitch Keller, Key Brian Hayes. Yes or no? Will they be Pirates? Tell me more.
I think both of them will be Pirates for at least the remainder of this season. Could both of them be moved in the offseason? I think there's a highly likelihood of that being the case for both. In Hayes' case, I think the Pirates would just like to get his contract off the books, where in Keller's case, if the right offer comes now, they'll make that deal. But they're looking for a big league bat, an established hitter for Mitch Keller, and those are hard to acquire from teams that are looking to go on a pennant run. You know, you're not necessarily trying to give away bats at that point in the season. So I think the higher likelihood of them getting that type of return will come in the off season. So I think that's why they're going to hang on to Mitch Keller, unless they get an offer that kind of blows them away.
What about David Bednar?
Bednar, I think, is the biggest move they will make this deadline. He has a very competitive market right now, from what I'm being told. A lot of teams are interested. The Tigers, Phillies, and Rangers are three teams that I know are all highly interested in him. I've been told they're looking to get, at minimum, a team's top five prospect. And that can mean different things depending on whose top five prospect you're getting. Like an organization like the Tigers, they have a very deep farm system. So you're going to get a top 100 prospect in baseball. Whereas teams like the Blue Jays or the Rangers.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Rangers have a lesser farm system, so if you're going to get one of their top five prospects, they might have to pair it with something else as well. But I anticipate him being moved. I think Bednar himself kind of anticipates it at this point. It'll be interesting to see where he lands and what he brings back, because relief pitchers aren't necessarily the most valuable of assets, but that additional year of control and just a really good body of work makes him pretty valuable.
Noah Hiles joining from the Post-Gazette, joining from San Francisco. When David Bednar was removed as the primary closer, I guess it would have been the end of August last year, and then ultimately demoted as we pushed through, did you think he'd fight back to be a gigantic chip in terms of a trade chip, or at least a gigantic useful part for the Pirates?
I thought he would be better. I did not anticipate him being this good. I would argue the way he's pitching right now, honestly, since he's been recalled from AAA in late April, I think this is the best we've seen him. Better than he was in 22 and 23 when he was an all-star. I just think his game is completely developed. His pitch sequencing is really good. You know, typically elite-level relievers, they have two really good pitches. This guy has three of them. And I didn't expect it to be this good. I thought he would bounce back. I thought he would be better this year. But I did not expect him to reach a new high in production. And that's what he's really done since returning to the major league team.
What do you say to fans, and I'm sure you get a zillion emails this end, that say, why would this organization trust Ben Cherington, to work through this trade deadline?
I would say, listen, this is the situation you're in. If there isn't trust from the top down toward Cherington, if Bob Nutting doesn't trust Ben Cherington to make trades in the next couple of days, then why is he still the general manager? They had an opportunity to dismiss him in May when Derek Shelton was fired, but they held on to Cherington. And as long as he's your general manager, you have to let him do the job like a general manager. You can't handcuff him and limit him. Otherwise, he shouldn't be doing the job. Now, you could evaluate his performance, and at the end of the year, look at how he did since May, since he started in 2020, and if you decide that it wasn't good enough and you want to fire him, that makes sense. But preventing him from doing the job the way he would want to do it makes no sense for the Pirates. It kind of holds them back, because if they do get good offers for Keller or for Bednar or for Dennis Santana or Ke'Bryan Hayes or any other player, and they don't make those trades simply because there's no trust from ownership, then that's a bad, bad look on the Pittsburgh Pirates. You have to get the most out of these assets, and if an opportunity comes for that to happen, you have to let your general manager do it. There's no guarantee that these guys are going to be as valuable as they are right now.
Let me try to decipher this then. Just because Ben Cherington is the general manager at the trade deadline, that's no guarantee he's the general manager to start next season, correct?
Right, I think so. I mean, I think his future is really up in the air right now. And, if a Mitch Keller deal doesn't get done, maybe the next general manager will be the one who can make that move or decide to make that move. But Ben Cherington has to be allotted the freedom to operate as if this is his team now and in the future. And because if you don't give him that freedom, then you're hurting the organization. He's not going to be thinking about, the best potential return. You're impeding his thought process on how to go about it. I understand where the fans might have some hesitancy. His trade return record is not very good. But this is a decision Bob Nutting made, and they have to let him play out, or they have to let it play out.
When does this organization think that it comes to a crescendo in terms of lining up the best possible opportunity to win with Paul Skeens and people around him? Is it next year? Is it the year after? When is that?
I mean, it can't come soon enough. They've already wasted 2 years of him, and he's not going to be here for all six, I don't think. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for them to just let him go into free agency and get nothing for him. So the clock's ticking. This guy's approaching the halfway point of his time in Pittsburgh, and they have nothing to show for it. So 2026 needs to be the year where that happens, where they start supplementing not only Skeens, but there are other really talented pitchers in this organization, both in the rotation and in the bullpen, guys in the minor leagues, guys that just drafted. They don't have the hitting to match that, though. And that's why you have to make these tough decisions and trade away valuable players like David Bednar, like Mitch Keller, because that's your only hope of adding offense, unless you go out and you start spending some money, which is a whole different conversation.
Opening day 2026, last question for you. If you had to take Don Kelly or the field as the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who would you take?
I would probably take Don Kelly right now.
Why so?
I just think that, I know ownership thinks very highly of Don Kelly. I think that he provides the right tone. And also, this is a guy who wants to be here. I don't know if you're going to find a candidate who cares more about Pirates baseball, the city of Pittsburgh, than the guy who's currently managing the team. And I think that there are a lot of other guys who could have inherited the exact same situation that Don Kelly did, and the team would have performed a lot worse. he's been able to – there have been a lot of bumps along the way since he's still been the manager, but they haven't snowballed and got completely out of control. I mean, they had an ugly series sweep over the weekend against the White Sox. They followed that by winning 6 of their next 7 games, including a sweep over the Detroit Tigers. So they always seem to get back off the mat, not quick enough at times, but there is a little bit more life to this team than you would expect from a club that's really in the position that they're in.
All right, Noah Hyles. Hug watch. It's officially hug watch in the dugout now.
It absolutely is.
Noah, my man. I appreciate it as always. We will talk again soon, and great work by you, Noah. And like I said, we'll talk again soon. Thanks again, bub.
Sounds good, Colin. Thanks for having me on.
My man, Noah Hyles, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Check out all his work. He's doing a great job, and stay tuned to what he has going on. Stay tuned to our own Jeff Hathorne here as well and our website. Everybody will have you covered as we wind down to that trade deadline.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.